This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Al-Razazi welcoming you all to the final, inshallah, final episode of the Seerah session entitled Walking with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I've got people live on Instagram and on Facebook. Some of you have missed out lots of lectures and sessions. I know particularly amongst all of you, especially those on Instagram who have missed the previous sessions. Those of you who've been, mashallah, connecting with us for quite some time. But please, have you missed any previous sessions, go back and watch them, because this is this is why we call it a series. It's like a chain. I don't want you to miss out anything from the from what we have spoken about, especially the session yesterday and the one before yesterday, where we summarized the lessons derived from the seal of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam. So have you missed any sessions, please go back and watch them. They are all on they're all recorded, saved on Facebook, on Instagram, on my YouTube channel, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakum Allah khair for joining, brothers and sisters. And again, welcome to the final session of the Seerah series, Walking with the Prophet. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we will cover the, unfortunately, the death of the Prophet Muhammad, the worst, saddest moment in the life of every Muslim, really, the greatest musibah, may Allah forbid, that has happened or have befallen on us Muslims, worse than any musibah that we've ever or our ancestors have ever, witnessed, worse than this pandemic that we are living in today, worse than the wars that the Muslim, nations have been and worse than any musibah. The worst musibah ever that has really been inflicted upon this ummah is the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But brothers and sisters, yesterday we spoke about the farewell Hajj of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the 10th year of the Hijjah, when he was 63 years old. He performed his only and one Hajj. Hajj, 100,000 Sahabis went out with him, alayhi salatu wasalam. We talked about when he, went to Abu Ali, performed, his the rituals of preparing for the Ihram, wore his Ihram, and then, proceeded with, to Mecca, with the intention of performing Hajj and Umrah together, combined. And the Sahaba started making their talbiyah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Jibreel came to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, asking him to tell the Sahaba to raise their voices with talbiyah. So imagine those 100,000 people, all walking in one voice, making talbiyah. Here we are, O Allah, coming to you, O Allah, making the talbiyah that was initiated by our Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, he built the Kaaba, right? And then after building the Kaaba, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can people, come and perform the Hajj? How can people come to perform the pilgrimage? So he was instructed to go into the Mount of Rahma, where Arafah is today, and then to call upon the people. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam, when, how can I, if I were to call people, how would they hear my voice? How would they hear my voice? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revealed to Ibrahim, minka ad-du'a wa minna al-istijaba. Minka ad-du'a, from you is the call. From you, O Ibrahim, is the call, but from us is to make people hear your voice. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam went on that, top of that mount, and he called all you people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called you to come and to perform Hajj. Fahujju, come and perform Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the people in that serenity to vicinity to hear the voice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Prophet Muhammad came out making talbiyah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, with all those, you know, 100,000 sahabis, men, women, children, going with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then after Prophet Muhammad, you know, reached Arafah on the night of Dhul Hijjah, and then he gave that very famous, delivered that very famous khutbah, that very famous speech, you know, with regard to what day is this and what month is this and what, you know, town is this. And then Prophet Muhammad talked about the sanctity of the blood, the sanctity of the wealth, of the honor, you know. And then Prophet Muhammad also talked about, you know, the right of the women, alayhi salat wa salam. Ayyuhannas, inni mukathirun bikum al-umam yawm al-qiyamah. You know, so Prophet Muhammad is, you know, encouraging people, the Sahaba, the Muslims in general, to, you know, to get married and have more kids, you know, because Prophet Muhammad wants to have his nation outnumber all other nations in the Day of Judgment. You know, this is the Ummah of Rasulullah. There are more people, the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, at the end, he asked the Sahaba, have I conveyed my message? Have I conveyed my message? They said, yes, Nashhad, we witness, we testify that you have conveyed your message. You know, and then the Prophet Muhammad says, Allahumma, Allahumma inni qad ballaght, Allahumma fashhad, oh Allah, I have conveyed my message, oh Allah, you are my witness, that they have testified that I have conveyed my, you know, the message. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I have completed your religion. Khalas, the religion is complete. There is no more obligation, no more pillar, no more even extra sunnah, nothing. Everything has been completed. And this is a message for some people who claim that they are doing certain ibadat that was not known at the time of the Prophet nor at the time of the Sahaba. And they're claiming that this is, you know, we do these types of ibadat because we love Allah. We love Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. How, you know, in some of these ibadat, if there were any good, then Prophet Muhammad would have instructed us. If there's anything good, the Prophet Muhammad would have told us. There is nothing that Prophet Muhammad did not leave sallallahu alaihi wasallam without telling us. He did not pass away sallallahu alaihi wasallam before telling us about anything that would get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad has even taught us the very, you know, things that are so trivial as how to enter the washroom, how to enter the washroom, how to sleep, how to drink, how to eat, how to be intimate with your spouses. There is not a single thing that Prophet Muhammad has not taught us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah reveals the ayah that says, Al-Yawm, today, I have completed your religion. Al-Yawm akmaltu lakum dinukum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, wa raditu lakum al-Islam adina. Abu Bakr, he understood and cried. He understood the meaning of that ayah and cried. Khalas, that means Prophet Muhammad's mission is over, has ended. He has conveyed the message. He fulfilled the mission. Fulfilled his covenant. So there was khalas, he will, you know, this is the sign of the near of the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Prophet Muhammad, after Arafah, he went to Muzdalifah, you know, on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah in the evening, you know, and he prayed Maghrib and Isha there. He spent the night, you know, he woke up and then went to Al-Mash'ar al-Haram and prayed the Fajr there, stayed there until sunrise, making dua, and then he collected the pebbles, and then he went to Mina, and then he did the Jamarat. He threw the pebbles in the biggest Jamara, alayhi salat wassalam, and then proceeded after he shaved and performed his sacrifice, you know, he proceeded to Mecca to perform the Hajj, or the Tawaf al-Ifada, the Tawaf of the Rukn, the Tawaf of the Pillar Tawaf, Tawaf al-Ifada. And in there, one more time, he gives his speech, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, as he was going again, you know, doing the Tawaf, I mentioned that he went to Al-Multazam. Al-Multazam, it is that wall between the black stone and between the door of the Kaaba, right? It's called Al-Multazam. Prophet Muhammad went and then put his body against that wall, his face against the wall, and started making dua, crying. And Umar saw the Prophet Muhammad, and he did the same, and he cried. Prophet Muhammad told him, oh, cry, oh, Umar, cry, oh, Umar. This is the time, this is the place. This is the place, huna tuskabul abarat. This is the place where, you know, if you have any needs, if you have any worries, if you have any wishes and wants from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the place to ask Allah for that which you want. And then Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ وَيُشِكُ أَنْ يَأْتِيَنِي رَسُولُ رَبِّي فَيَقْبِضُ رُوحِي وَإِنَّكُمْ سَتُسْأَلُونَ عَنِّي بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَبِّي فَمَاذَا تَقُولُ رَبِّي. So the Prophet Muhammad told the Sahaba, I may not see you after today, I'm only a human being, I'm an abashar. It may, you know, that the malak, the angel of death, will come and take my soul, and you will be asked about me on the day of judgment, what would you tell your Lord about me? The Prophet Muhammad is, you know, talking to the Sahaba, asking them questions, and, you know, what would the Sahaba say? They already said that you have conveyed the message. We testify that you have conveyed the message. But the Prophet Muhammad keeps on reiterating, making sure that, you know, have I conveyed the message? What will you tell your Lord? What would you tell Allah on the day of judgment, all my companions? We will say that, بَلَّغْتَ وَوْفَيْتَ وَأَدَّيْتَ فَجَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا خَيْرَ مَا جَزَى نَبِيًّا عَنْ أُمَّتِهِ وَرَسُولًا عَنْ قَوْمِهِ. We shall say that you have indeed conveyed the message. You have exceeded all the obligations. وَأَدَّيْتَ فَجَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. You know when you say in Urdu, جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ. By the way, you know, brothers and sisters from the Urdu speaking people, you can't just say جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ, right? Don't say جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ. I know it's a cultural thing. Say جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. You have to finish it up with خَيْرًا. جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ means Allah reward, but جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ what? جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ could be شَرْ, could be evil as a curse, or could be خَيْر as good, right? So we have to say جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا, خَيْر, good, because the dua that you're making is incomplete when you say جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ. Jazakallah. And then you move your head like this. You move your head like this, side, you know, side, you know, side aside, and says Jazakallah. It is not, it's an incomplete dua, right? It is an incomplete dua. So you should say Jazakallahu khayra, or Jazaki. If it's a girl, a woman, female, you say Jazaki Allahu khayra. They made dua for the Prophet, Jazakallahu khayra. May Allah reward you, Ya Rasulullah, for conveying the message, for bringing us out from this, you know, from this jahiliyyah, from this darkness into this light, showing us, you know, the path, the straight path, you know, the path of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. And then, as he was leaving Mecca, brothers and sisters, this is so far what we have spoken about yesterday, right? A little bit. I'm just a quick summary. But before I proceed, brothers and sisters, how are you today? كيف حالكم today? Facebook, how are you guys doing? Instagram, كيف حالكم today? You guys are doing okay? Yes, alhamdulillah. All doing good? Alhamdulillah, رب العالمين. كله تمام. كل شيء بخير. كل شيء بخير والحمد لله. And those of you on Facebook, جزاكم الله خير. May Allah reward you. May Allah bless you. I don't know why I cannot read Facebook sometimes. It's giving me, you know, driving me crazy with this Facebook test. Maria Mikales, good, alhamdulillah. First time we see you here on our Instagram. Thank you for joining. Zakum Allah khair. Alrighty. So here, let us proceed, my brothers and sisters. Let us proceed. So Prophet Muhammad, when he was coming out from, you know, like leaving Mecca, going back to Medina, a young beautiful girl, she comes to ask the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam some questions, and then Al-Fadl ibn al-Abbas, the cousin of the Prophet, you know, Al-Fadl ibn al-Abbas started looking at her, and then Prophet Muhammad took his face and then turned it, you know, diverted his attention to stop looking at, you know, at that woman, ghadd al-basar. You know, he is all, whenever he finds an opportunity to teach, to enjoin good, to forbid evil, he would do it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his cousin started looking at that woman, at that girl, right? And then the Prophet Muhammad took his his hand, and then with the and then took the face of his cousin and diverted it back from looking into that girl, into that woman who came to ask Prophet Muhammad, some questions. غض البصر, lower your gaze, don't look, ya fadl. And then they went back to Medina. Prophet Muhammad, when he went back to Medina, the first thing he does, he went back to Al-Masjid Nabawi. Of course, he went back to his mosque, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, he collects the Sahaba, and then he talks to them. أيها الناس, إني راض عن أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وطلحة والزبير وعبد الرحمن وسعد وعبد الرحمن بن عوف والمهاجرين والأنصار. So he mentions the 10 Sahabis, the 10 companions, the 10 مبشرين بالجنه, all of them. And then he mentions the مهاجرين, those who migrated. And then he mentions the انصار. يا ايها الناس اذكركم بالله في بيت اهل بيتي. So he's just telling all the sahabas out there, I'm pleased with Abu Bakr, I'm pleased with Umar, I'm pleased with Uthman and Ali, I'm pleased with Talha and Zubair. He mentions all the 10 companions. And then I'm pleased with the Muhajirin, and I'm pleased with Ansar. And then he goes, أيها الناس, Allah, 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 ذكر في أهل بيتي, my household, feel Allah in my household, the household of the Prophet, his children, his cousins, the progeny of the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, وذكركم بالله في أهل بيتي. As if this is like his... somebody who's about to die, and he's giving wasaya al-wada, somebody who's about to die, giving his final kind of advice. I'm advising you, fear Allah, my people, look my household, take care of them, look after them, do not disrupt them, or do not have any disputes with them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أيها الناس احفظوني في أصحابي. يا أيها الناس أرفعوا ألسنتكم عن المسلمين. Again, advice after advice. Oh people, don't harm the Muslims with your tongues. Oh people, احفظوني في أصحابي. Don't harm my companions. Don't harm the Muslimin with your tongue. Be careful when you talk. And then he kept on repeating it, عليه الصلاة والسلام. And then he says, أيها الناس عرضت علي الأمم يوم القيامة ورأيت النبي ومعه الرجل ورأيت النبي ومعه الظهر ورأيت النبي وليس معه أحد. And then he goes, oh people, I've seen nations, and I saw a nation coming with I saw a prophet coming with followed by one man, and I saw a prophet followed by no one, and I saw a prophet followed by only a handful of people. And then I looked into the horizon, and I saw bigger, I saw a multitude of people. And I told Jibreel, this is my nation. He says, no, this is the nation of Musa alayhi salam. But look at the horizon, look at higher, the higher horizon. And then I looked up, and then I saw a bigger multitude. I saw a bigger multitude. And then Jibreel told me that this is your nation, Ya Rasulullah. And I was so happy. The Prophet was so happy when he saw a bigger multitude of people, all his followers. There was other prophets who came with no followers, subhanAllah. There were some others who came, some prophets who came with no followers. And imagine a prophet who came with one or two followers. And there's a prophet who came with no followers at all. And there's a prophet who came with only five followers. Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years, only about 80 people embraced, the religion of Tawheed at the time. Only about 80, 82, 83 people. Imagine 950 years. Whereas Prophet Muhammad for 23 years, look, as I said, his final farewell Hajj, the farewell Hajj, he had 100,000 people in 20 years. But the work that the Prophet did, he did not do it alone. Alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba went and they did the work of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the beauty of da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Prophet Muhammad today is 63 years old. 63 years old, about 15 days before he passes away, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came back from Hajj quite tired, very tired, a little bit sick. So Umar, He goes to see Rasulullah, and then Umar throws in that joke. He saw Rasulullah with some gray hair. He says, Shibta ya Rasulullah, oh Rasulullah, you've aged. No, Umar is trying to joke with the Prophet in him, you've aged ya Rasulullah, you've aged, and if you've grown old, Prophet Muhammad will say, Shayyabatni Hud. Fastaqim. Why Hud? Fastaqim kama umirt. Fastaqim kama umirt. In that very particular chapter, Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Prophet Muhammad, stay fast. Fastaqim istiqama. Stand fast as you've been ordered, as you've been told. And the message is not only for the Prophet Muhammad, for you and I, to istiqama. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu. Those who say our Lord is Allah, and then they remain in the state of steadfastness. Right? So we have to remain in the state of steadfastness despite, you know, the hardship that a person may go through. We always have to remain steadfast. And one of the ways to remain steadfast, my brothers and sisters, is to stick to the Book of Allah, to stick to the Quran, to stick to one another, to stick to the unity with one another. This is one of the best ways to remain steadfast. Alone, me alone, you alone, you won't be able to do it. We cannot do it alone, but we have to do it together in a, you know, in a form of unity, because this is the ummah. This is the ummah, you know. Why, what calls it ummah? What makes it an ummah? It's the unity, the fact that you are united. So, but when it becomes like you have your own way and I have my own way, and you do your own thing yourself and I do my own ibadah myself, you know, and whatnot, we become an easier target for shaitan, you know, to whisper, to deviate us. But when we are together, it becomes, you know, heavier and harder for the shaitan to dismantle and to split us, you know, and to separate us. So, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمَرْتُ وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Also in Surah Al-Hud, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and fear the day when you all shall return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. The day when every soul shall only bear the fact of what that soul has done. In Surah Al-Baqarah. And then Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he wanted to visit the shuhada of Uhud, the martyrs of Uhud. He has not forgotten about them, his loyalty. So he goes, you know, to visit the, you know, he goes, as he's in Medina, he goes to visit Uhud. And then he goes, Assalamu alaykum ya shuhada Uhud. Antum as-sabiqoon. Wa inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqoon. نسأل الله لنا ولكم العافية. And he's coming back crying. After he visits the martyrs of Uhud, he comes back crying. Why would you cry, O Rasulullah? Why are you crying, O Rasulullah? Prophet Muhammad says, عليه الصلاة والسلام, اشتقت إلى إخواني. I miss my brothers. I miss my brothers. Aren't we your brothers, Ya Rasulullah? In one narration, he says that Bilal was the one going with him. Aren't we your brothers, Ya Rasulullah? He says, no. You are my companions. My brothers are those who will come after me and will believe in me. Prophet Muhammad was coming back from Uhud, after visiting the martyrs of Uhud, crying. Why? Because he misses you. He misses you. He misses you and I. He hasn't seen us. Yet he misses us and he says, I miss my brothers. I long for my brothers. Aren't we your brothers, Ya Rasulullah? The Sahaba says, no, you are my companions. But my brothers are those who will come after me and will believe in me. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he says to Abu Muwayhiba, his name was Muwayhiba, the Abu Muwayhiba, the Sahabi that actually went with him. أريد أن أزور البقيع. I also want to go and visit البقيع. البقيع is in Medina, where, you know, where the Muslims are buried. I'm not talking about Uhud, you know, the martyrs. البقيع, you know, when a Sahabi or someone dies in Medina, they get buried there in البقيع until the day. Anybody who dies in Medina, be it Saudi or non-Saudi, if anybody dies in Medina, they get buried in البقيع, you know, that graveyard. So he told Abu Muwayhiba, I want to visit البقيع. أريد أن أزور البقيع. So he goes to Al-Baqi' and the Prophet Muhammad, he goes, alayhi salatu wasalam, visiting Al-Baqi' and then he tells Abu Muwayhiba, خُيِّرْت بِأَنْ أَمْلِكَ مَفَاتِحَ خَزَائِنِ الدُّنْيَا وَأَنْ أَخْلُدَ فِيهَا ثُمَّ أَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ وبين أن ألقى ربي وأدخل الجنة, I was given a choice of owning the treasures of this dunya and to remain in this dunya forever and to enter Jannah. So this is the first option. The second option is to see my Lord and to enter Jannah. Two choices. Choose one. Prophet Muhammad was given that choice. And every prophet before that prophet dies, he's given that choice. Would you want to live forever and rule and live forever and have the khazain of the dunya, the khazain of mafatih al-dunya, you have all the keys to the dunya, meaning everything you need and everything you want from this dunya, and on top of that you will enter Jannah? Or would you rather see your Lord and enter Jannah, meaning to die and enter Jannah? So the Sahabi asked the Prophet Muhammad, بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ اخْتَرِ الدُّنْيَا اخْتَرِ الدُّنْيَا. Oh ya Rasulullah, choose dunya, choose to live forever and still you will enter Jannah. But the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says, لا يا أبا موهبة, no أبا موهبة, لقد اشتقت للقاء ربي, I have longed to meet my Lord. اشتقت للقاء ربي, I have longed to meet my Lord. So I chose to meet my Lord. I chose to meet my Lord. Prophet Muhammad got sick. He got sick about 11 days before he passes away, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He couldn't even pray standing, so he prayed sitting. And then at some point he could not lead the prayer, so he instructed Abu Bakr to lead the salah. Abu Bakr at the time, he was not in town. He went to visit his wife, who was actually living in the outskirts of Medina. And then Umar led the salah. But Prophet Muhammad was so angry. He knew, he heard Umar, he knows the voice of Umar. Where is Abu Bakr? Where is Abu Bakr? أُؤْمُرْ أَبُو بَكْرَ فَلْيُصَلِّ بِالنَّاسِ أُؤْمُرْ أَبُو بَكْرَ فَلْيُصَلِّ بِالنَّاسِ. Call Abu Bakr to lead the salah. Nobody should lead the salah. If it's not Rasulullah, then it's Abu Bakr, which is a sign, a definite sign. If I were to die, who should lead? Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu ardah. A message to those other sects, other than the Sunni sects, right? Those who talk in the back of Abu Bakr and bash Abu Bakr, wal'iyadu billah, right? So this is a clear sign, and there's so many other signs and so many other hadith whereby the Prophet Muhammad was giving a clear indication as to whom should come after me, Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu ardah. 4 days before he dies, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he goes out. Because between his home and the masjid, there's only a partition. There's just a door. He opens and then he looks. People are praying. Those of you who've been in Medina, in the Rawda, they know, right? The Rawda is, that place, that, green carpeted place that people sometimes they fight to go and pray, at. It's called the Rawda. So this is the actual masjid of the Prophet. And then where the grave is actually the house of the Prophet. So Prophet would just open the door and go inside the masjid. So he was sick and Abu Bakr was leading the salah. So Prophet Muhammad saw the Sahaba, Fajr time, the masjid was packed. He was happy. He goes and the Sahaba, they got disturbed when they saw Prophet Muhammad. They have not seen him for several days, after he could not get up and pray. He was only praying sitting, alayhi salatu was salam. So he goes. And then Abu Bakr saw him, and then he wanted, the Prophet to lead the salah. And then the Prophet, pointed with his head, stay back and lead the salah. Abu Bakr was leading the salah, and the Prophet was praying behind him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 3 days before he dies, actually, his sickness, he got even more sick, alayhi salatu wasalam. Instead of deteriorating a little bit, no, it became worse and worse. His situation became worse and worse. So he called his wives, radiallahu anhu mardahum. He's staying at the house of Umm Maymuna, and he used to take turns. You know, the wives, he used to take turns, like, okay, whose day is it? The day of, let's say, this wife, and then the next day, the other wife, and so on. And every day, he would go and visit them all. He would go and visit them all, but during, you know, for spending the night, they used to take turns. So he was staying at the house of Umm Maymuna that day, but he was so sick, he couldn't get up. He asked his wives to come, you know, along, and then when they came along, he asked their permission. Would you give me permission to be nursed in the house of Aisha? Would you? They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. So Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu salam, he goes into the house of Aisha to be nursed because he was totally sick. He couldn't even walk. So who carried him? Imagine he couldn't walk. So he was carried by Ali and Al-Abbas from one end, Ali, and from the other, you know, and Al-Abbas, and they were, you know, carrying him to the house of Aisha radiallahu anhu arda, radiallahu anhu arda, dragging his feet. He couldn't walk, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he's sitting with Aisha, fi hudni Aisha. Couple days before he dies. Aisha, he says, Inna lil mawti la sakarat. Oh Aisha, he's suffering from the stupor of death, from the agonies of death. This is Rasulullah feeling the pain of death. He's reclining on the chest of Aisha, saying, oh Aisha, Inna lil mawti la sakarat, inna lil mawti la sakarat. Oh, about the pain and the agonies of death. And he was sweating so much, alayhi salatu wasalam. And Aisha, she says, she was taking the hand of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. She said, I took his hand and I was wiping his forehead, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. You know, and the araq, the sweat coming down, smells the smell of musk. The araq of the Prophet, you know, the sweat of the Prophet had the fragrance of musk, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She says, because his hand is more blessed than mine. She used to say, take a cloth and she used to wipe his forehead, and she used to use that cloth as a mandil, like to smell, you know, to smell musk. She would use that cloth and keep it with her to smell the musk, the smell of the sweat of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The day before he dies, alayhi salatu wasalam, he hears the sahaba outside in the masjid. He said, احملوني إليهم, take me. He told, you know, Abbas and Ali, take me out. He couldn't stand up and leave. Take me out. So he goes and they take him into the masjid. The Sahaba, they saw Prophet Muhammad and they were so happy. They haven't seen him for a few days. They're seeing him now. He's awake. He's standing. But he couldn't stand. He sat on, you know, near his minbar, alayhi salatu wasalam. Before he comes out, they brought, you know, like صبوا عليه سبع قرب من الماء. They were like, they brought, you know, water from seven different wells, and they poured that water on him because he had such a high fever. And then he goes out to talk to the Sahaba, his final khutbah, his final sermon. And listen to this final sermon, my brothers and sisters. Are you listening? Are you with me here? Would you want to listen to the final sermon of the Prophet before he dies and what he said? Would you like me to share with you his final sermon and what he said? Alayhi salatu wasalam. Huh? All of you? Facebook, Instagram? So he says, He says, أيها الناس وكأنكم تخافون علي, all you people, as if you're afraid that you may lose me. As if you care, of course, about me. قالوا نعم, yes, Ya Rasulullah, we're so worried. You were worried about me. Yes, we're worried. أيها الناس موعدكم معي عند الحوض. الله أكبر. He says, all you people, the next time we shall meet one another is by the basin of Al-Kawthar. That means خلاص in Jannah. يعني you won't see me after today. The next time you and I will meet, we shall meet by Al-Hawd, by the basin of Al-Kawthar. أيها الناس والله ما الفقر أخشى عليكم ولكن أخشى عليكم الدنيا أن تتنافسوها كما تنافسها من قبلكم من كان من قبلكم فتهلككم كما أهلكتهم. He says, all you people, I'm not worried that you may fall into poverty. It is not poverty that I'm afraid of, that you may, you know, some of you may become poor and whatnot. What worries me is that if you start competing towards this dunya, you forget the core, the focus, the target, you forget, you know, the mission, and you just, you know, concentrate on this dunya and you start competing towards this dunya as prior nations have competed towards it, and it has destructed them, and I'm afraid that it will destroy you as it has destructed them. It is not poverty that, you know, that I'm worried about. I'm worried about you competing so much towards this dunya that it makes you forget your mission in life. أيها الناس إن عبدا خيره الله بين الدنيا وبين لقاء الله فاختار لقاء الله. أيها الناس, a man was given a choice between meeting his Lord and between a dunya, and he chose meeting his Lord. The Prophet said, a man. He did not say who that man was. He says, a man was given a choice between living forever and ever or meeting his Lord. And he chose to meet his Lord. Abu Bakr started screaming. Yabki. He's crying. Nafdika. Nafdika. Afdika bi abi wa ummi. Ya Rasulullah, fadaynaka bi abaina wa ummahatina ya Rasulullah. We shall sacrifice, you know, our children, our moms, our fathers and mothers for you, Rasulullah. The Sahaba didn't understand why Abu Bakr was saying such a thing. Prophet Muhammad was saying, a man was given a choice. But the only one who understood who that man was Abu Bakr. That man was the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, as I mentioned. Every prophet before they die, they're given a choice too, between living forever or to meet their Lord. أيها الناس, the Prophet says, من كنت قد جلدت له ظهرا فهذا ظهري فليقتص منه. Ah, oh you people, if I have whipped anyone or beaten anyone, here is my back, come and beat me. All he's saying now here, if I have oppressed anyone or abused the right of anyone, come and here's my honor, come and abuse me. If I have beaten you, come and beat me.
وَمَنْ كُنْتُ قَدْ أَخَذْتَ مِنْهُ مَالًا فَهَذَا مَالِي فَلْيَقْتَصَّ مِنْهُ وَمَنْ كُنْتُ قَدْ شَتَمْتُ لَهُ عَرْضًا فَهَذَا عِرْضِي فَلْيَقْتَصَّ مِنْهُ.
Whoever I have cursed or abused or deceived, here I am, come and take all your rights from me. فَإِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ أَنْ أَلْقَى اللَّهَ نَقِيَّ. I wish to meet Allah Azza wa Jal clean, sinless. If I have beaten you, if I have stolen anything from you, if I have spoken about your honor, you know what, if I have stolen any money from you or taken any money from you wrongfully, here I am, come and, you know, and take your rights from me. I would like to meet my Lord clean. وَلَا يَخْشَ الشَّحْنَاء, mean if I have done anything against you, come and take your right from me right now. And that person should not worry about, you know, my heart feelings. It would not break my heart. فَإِنَّهَا لَيْسَ مِنْ طَبِيعِ. It is not my right. It is not my hallmark to hold grudges, you know, on someone. It is not me. I don't do that. فَقَامَ أَحَدُ النَّاسِ. One of the men came and he says, لك علي ثلاث دراهم. Ya Rasulullah, you owe me 3 dirhams. Ya Rasulullah, you owe me 3 dirhams. Then the Prophet Muhammad says, Ya Abbas, give him his 3 dirhams. Give him his 3 dirhams. أيها الناس, Allah, Allah في الصلاة. Allah, Allah في الصلاة. Ya Salam. Imagine the final advice, the final golden advice. And what the Prophet is saying, As-salah, as-salah, Allah, Allah fi salah. What would you tell your Lord? Those who don't pray, or those who pray whenever they want, or those who pray only once a day, or maybe twice a day, those who don't pray Fajr, those who pray Fajr but they pray it late, Allah, Allah fi salah, Allah, Allah fi salah. Ya ayyuhan nas, Allah, Allah fi salat al-arham. Then he's giving them advice about the upholding the ties of kinship. Yani these are golden advice Prophet is given before he dies. As-salah, salat al-arham, upholding the ties of kinship, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, usikum bil ansari khayra, usikum bil nisa'i khayra, usikum bil ansari khayra. My wasiyya, I'm giving my advice and my wasiyya. Women, take care of women, treat them kindly, treat them nicely, treat the Ansar nicely, be kind to the Ansar, those who have hosted me, those who have hosted us, those who have sacrificed so much for us, you know, be kind to them, be good to them. You know, he's giving advice, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he says, Awakumullah, Nasarakumullah, حفظكم الله أيدكم الله ثبتكم الله رفعكم الله حفظكم الله نصركم الله. He started making dua for the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم وأرضاهم. May Allah protect you, may Allah bless you, may Allah raise your high ranks, may Allah Azza wa Jal give you victory, may Allah have mercy upon you. Making dua for the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم وأرضاهم. أيها الناس, and then he says this, أيها الناس أبلغ مني السلام لكل من تبعني من أمتي إلى يوم القيامة. الله. He said, oh you people, convey my salam to anyone who comes after me until the end of time. You know what he's saying? He's saying to you and I today, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بلغ مني السلام. Convey my salam to my people who will come after me until the end of time. And we say, Ya Rasulullah, wa alayka as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. As if Prophet Muhammad is saying, As-salamu alayka Riyaz Murad, As-salamu alayka Ima Amina Begum, As-salamu alayki Romina, As-salamu alayki Nimka, As-salamu alayki Ihsan, As-salamu alayki Yashmin, As-salamu alayki Nawal, As-salamu alayki Maria, As-salamu alayki Mu'nisa. Prophet Muhammad is saying salam. He's saying salam to all of you. He's saying to the Sahaba, convey my salam to my people until the end of time. Wa alayk. Wa alayk as-salam ya Rasulullah wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And then he goes back to his house. When he goes back to his house, Fatima, his little girl, she came to him. She saw him. But now Prophet Muhammad again, his situation became worse and worse. He smiles at her face. And then he wanted to, you know, say something to her. So she came. She came closer. And then he whispered something in her ears. And then she cries. And then she whispers something else. And then she smiles. He tells her, oh Fatima, today I shall die. Today I shall die. And then she cried. And then she goes back again and he whispers and he says, you will be the first from my family to join me in Jannah. And then she smiled. Radiallahu anha wa ardaha. Prophet Muhammad, today is Monday. Today is Monday. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam is sitting again. He could have died in a battlefield. He could have died in praying. He could have died making qiyam. He could have died reciting Quran. He is in his home, reclining on the lap of Aisha, putting his head on her chest. Abdurrahman ibn Abu Bakr, he comes in with his miswak. Prophet Muhammad looked at Abdurrahman with the miswak. He couldn't talk. Aisha, she says, Ya Rasulullah, as if you want the miswak. He did miswak, and then he nodded with his hair and with his head. So she took the miswak of the Prophet. Look. She took the miswak of the Prophet and then she softened it with her mouth. She took that miswak and then she softened it with her saliva. And then she, you know, applied it into the mouth of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet Muhammad, brothers and sisters, the last thing he would taste before he dies, the saliva of Aisha. The last thing he would eat or he would taste before he died was that saliva of Aisha. In fact, he would die reclining on Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha. Aisha, she says, مات رسول الله في صحري ونحري. ما بين صحري ونحري. When the Prophet died, he was between her chest and her, like, you know, نحر, this area right here, you know, so close. And نحري وصحري. You know, so he was reclining on her chest. يعني حضن الرسول. And then Jibreel comes. He says, السلام عليك يا رسول الله. The Prophet replies, Wa alayka salam ya Jibreel. So Aisha, she's narrating, Wa alayka salam ya Jibreel. Alhamdulillah ta'ala barakatuh. عرفت أن جبريل في البيت. She says, I know that Jibreel has come. يا رسول الله معي ملك الموت. يستأذنك. How does she know? She heard Prophet Muhammad says, إِئْذَلْ لَهُ يَا جِبْرِيلِ. He says, Ya Rasulullah, the angel of death is with me and he's asking permission to come in. He has never asked permission from no one and he will never ask permission from no one. He's asking permission to go in. So Prophet Muhammad told Jibreel, let him in. إِئْذَلْ لَهُ, let him in. And then the angel of death comes in and he says, As-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. The Prophet Muhammad says, Wa alayka as-salamu ya malak al-mawt. Aisha, she hears Prophet Muhammad says, Wa alayka as-salamu ya malak al-mawt. Asani Rabbi ukhayyarak bayna al-baqa'i fi al-dunya wa bayna liqa'i Allah. I've been sent to give you that choice again, the final choice. Choose between living in life forever or to meeting your Lord. The Prophet Muhammad raised his hand and he says, I choose to meet my Lord. I choose to meet my Lord. بَلِ الرَّفِقِ الْأَعْلَى بَلِ الرَّفِقِ الْأَعْلَى بَلِ الرَّفِقِ الْأَعْلَى فَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُ يُخَيَّرُ. He says, I know that he's been given the choice. So the Prophet Muhammad kept saying, I chose to meet my Lord. I chose to meet my higher partner. الرَّفِقِ الْأَعْلَى. الرَّفِقِ is the partner, the most high. The partner, the most high, the partner, the most high. I choose to meet my partner, the most high. And then his head became so heavy, she says, on my chest. His hand went down. يا أيتها الروح الطيبة أخرجي إلى رضا من الله ورضوان ورب راد غير غضبان. When the angel of death comes, says, oh, you, to you, this beautiful soul, come out to a well-pleasing Lord. Come out to this well-pleasing Lord, to your well-pleasing Lord. His hand, فَسَقَطَتْ يَدُ النَّبِي. The hand of the Prophet went down. وَثَقُلْ رَأْسُهُ فِي صَدْرِي. And then his head became heavy on my chest. فَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُ قَدْ مَاتْ. I knew that he passed away. I knew he died. فَلَا أَدْرِي مَا أَفْعَلْ. She says, I do not know what to do. فَفَتَحْتُ الْبَابِ. I opened the door. The Sahaba are outside. They are all waiting to hear the news. What happened? فَنَظَرَ إِلَيَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. They all looked at me. فَصَرَخْتُ فِيهِمْ. So I screamed out loud and he says, مَاتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. مَاتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The Prophet has died. The Prophet has died. فَانْفَجَرَ الْمَسْجِدُ مِنَ الْبُكَاءِ. people, they just blew up crying. وأنا لم أتمالك نفسي. She could not hold herself. فأقعد علي. أغمي على عثمان. Ali went down on his knees. عثمان fainted. People started crying out loud. Everybody blew up crying in the masjid. And Fatima started screaming. Wa abata. Oh my father, wa abata. أجاب دعوة رباه يا أبتاه الجنة الفردوس مأواه. Oh my father, he answered the call of his Lord. Oh my father, he answered the call of his Lord. يا أبتاه. The only person who actually remained steadfast was Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, he goes to see the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Prophet has died, is on the ground, on the floor, leaning down. Prophet, Abu Bakr goes to see him and then uncovers his face and then he kisses him between his forehead and he says, طِبْتَ حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. You smell so good, alive and death, O Rasulullah. The death that Allah has prescribed upon you, certainly you have tasted it. The death that Allah has prescribed upon you, certainly you have tasted it, Ya Rasulullah. He goes out. People are in panic, total panic, so much so that Umar took his sword. Whosoever says Prophet Muhammad has died, I'm going to kill him. Prophet Muhammad didn't die. He's just like Isa. He went up to see his Lord and he shall come back. And then Abu Bakr took the minbar and then went speaking and telling people that Prophet Muhammad has died. Prophet Muhammad has died. أيها الناس من كان يعبد محمدا فإن محمدا قد مات ومن كان يعبد الله فإن الله حي لا يموت. All you people, whosoever worships Muhammad, Muhammad has died. But whoever worships Allah, Allah is حي and never dies. وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل. And then he mentions the ayah. Muhammad was nothing but a prophet. Other prophets came before him. That's what cooled Umar down. So now they want to wash him. They did not know how to wash him. Should we remove his clothes? Should we remove his clothes or wash him, with his clothes on? Al-Ali, Al-Abbas, Al-Fadl, his cousins, his uncle, Usama ibn Zayd. They were all there. What should we do? They did not know what to do. So they washed Prophet Muhammad with his clothes on. They did not remove his clothes. Alayhi salatu wassalam. Wasallu alayhi majmu'at. 3 days, after 3 days they buried him. And before they buried him, they came and then in groups, they started praying janazah. Janazah, one after another, one group after another. They came praying janazah in his home because he was buried in his home. The home of Aisha. It's not a huge home. It can only accommodate few people. So they were coming, in groups, praying salat, offering salat al-janazah, the funeral prayer, one after another, one group after another. And then at the end, women and then children. And then they buried Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. As they buried him, right? Mughir ibn Shu'ba, he threw his ring. He took his ring and then he threw it into the grave. And he says, hey, my ring, I lost my ring. So he went down, he took his ring, and then he touched Prophet Muhammad. He says, I want to be the last person who would touch Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fatima, she came to Anas, because he was also there, bearing Prophet Muhammad and throwing dust on his face. أطابت أنفسكم أن تحطوا التراب على رسول الله. How can you throw dust on the face of the Prophet, my father? How can you throw dust on the face of my father? She was crying, radiallahu anha wa allaha. He died on Monday. He was born on Monday and died on Monday. Usama said, or Anas said, when Prophet Muhammad, I remember when he came to Medina, anarat. Medina, this was called Medina al-Munawwara. The Medina became so enlightened with the beauty of the Prophet. And when the Prophet died, adlamat al-Medina. It became so dark. When he came, Medina became so enlightened. And when Prophet Muhammad died, Medina became so dark. Prophet Muhammad has died. So will you. And so will I. And so will the entire earth. But his sunnah did not die. The deen of Allah did not die. The deen of Allah will never die. Everything shall perish. Everything shall perish. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul shall taste death. This is the sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this universe. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everything shall perish except the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe the question is that you and I should pose to ourselves and answer. Are you ready to meet your Lord? What would you tell your Lord tomorrow? What would you tell your Lord tomorrow about this, that which you're doing? You're missing of your salah, the haram that you're doing, the talking to the people that you're not supposed to be talking to, this that you're doing, that which you're doing. What would you tell your Lord tomorrow? Maybe that is the question that you and I should answer. Because as we understand that every soul shall taste death, some people act as if they're gonna never die. Some people act like as if they will live forever and ever. Whereas even Prophet Muhammad has tasted from this bitter cup called death. Even Rasulullah has tasted from this cup called al-maut. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatu al-maut. Aynama takunu yudrikumu al-maut walau kuntum fi burujin mushayyada. Everywhere you are, when your time is up, your time is up. Khalas, you can't hide. My brothers and sisters, Ramadan is on the verge. And this could be your final Ramadan. Who knows? It could be my final Ramadan. Who knows? This Ramadan 2021, it could be the last Ramadan. This Eid could be the last Eid. And you never get to witness another Ramadan. Who knows? May Allah give you all long life, inshallah. Prophet Muhammad has died, but the deen of Allah has remained and will remain forever and ever. The deen of Allah will prevail. The deen of Allah will prevail and shall prevail. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, so say strong, my brothers and sisters. Prophet Muhammad has completed the religion, khalas. Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, has fulfilled his mission. Now the turn is upon you and I. The turn is your turn and my turn. What have you done for Islam lately? What have you done for the deen of Allah lately? What you and I have done for the deen, for Islam? Prophet Muhammad has given us the Sahaba, they have sacrificed. We, you and I, are Muslims today. So what's next? This Islam has come to us on this beautiful golden tray. What have we done for it? People are dying without La ilaha illallah. Some of our family members are dying, being astray. What have we done for La ilaha illallah? May Allah Azza wa Jal help us and save our children and save our loved ones. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us all to witness this coming Ramadan, inshallah, and to make us, inshallah ta'ala, you know, have an outstanding, exceptional Ramadan despite of what is going on and despite the fear and despite the confusion and despite what people are saying right, left and center. Ramadan is there, the month of Allah, the blessed month, where the heavens will open up the gates and the gates of hellfire will shut down. And just as you know, or maybe you know or don't know, to remind you, my brothers and sisters, about my upcoming seminar next Saturday, the 10th of April, about my webinar, the Ramadan webinar, how to have an outstanding webinar, how to have an outstanding Ramadan despite the pandemic part 2. Please sign up for it. If you have not done so, sign up for it. Go back to my, you know, I have been promoting it on my social media, on Instagram, on Facebook. Please sign up for that, you know, very one-of-a-kind session about Ramadan. I will share with you a daily program. I will share with you about those who have not been fasting. What would, you know, yes, there are some people who have been fasting, but nothing has been accepted from them. Nothing has been accepted from them for years. What should we do? What should they do? How should our children be welcome in Ramadan? How should we deal with our children, you know, in terms of fasting Ramadan? Brothers and sisters, those of you who work, professionals, those of you who go to school, now it's not even online schooling, but how should we, you know, savor the sweetness of Ramadan despite what's going on? So inshallah ta'ala, please try to sign up for this webinar. Inshallah, it's next Saturday. Bi-idhnillah, my brothers and sisters, yes, we have come into an end. 51 episodes of Walking with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today was our last and final episode. May Allah bless you all. May Allah reward you all. Yes, I will come up with another newer episode, bi-idhnillah, newer series, bi-idhnillah, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you all. Yes, I will come up with another series, bi-idhnillah. I will share that with you very, very soon. Jazakum Allah khair. Jazakallah khair. Hafiz Khan and Nina Lin. Those of you on Facebook, all of a sudden I can read you. Yasmin, thank you. Barakallahu feekum. Nawal and Yasmin and all of you out there. May Allah bless you. Sayyidan Wahman. Jazakum Allah khair. Thank you for joining. All of us, now I can read Facebook and now I can read Instagram as well. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant you all tawfiq. You know what I hate is always to finish the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. To finish the seerah, you know, it feel like, oh, what, it's so sad to finish the seerah, but we can always, you know, when then you go back to it, you know, and you always feel happy when you go back and again, you know, do the seerah from all over again. Thank you, Shehnaz. Thank you, Safiya. Thank you, Saadiya. Thank you, Yasmin. Thank you, Aim Tabit. Thank you, Mu'nisa. Thank you, Jazakum Allah khair, Ihsan, thank you, Nimka Yusuf, all of you out there, may Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you. Stay in touch, we'll see you next week, inshallah, right? We'll see you next week, inshallah, Jazakum Allah khair. Naeem, tell everyone about YouTube, yes, sign up to my YouTube channel. If you have not done so, go and join my YouTube channel, there's stuff in there, there's always stuff in there. Tell your friends about my YouTube channel as well. Thank you, Brother Naeem, Banat. May Allah reward you for all the time that you're taking to upload all my videos and keep everything up to date. May Allah reward you, Brother Naeem. Zakallah khair. Thank you, Saadiya Khan and Hafiz Khan. Zakum Allah khair. Thank you, Murad. Thank you, Murad. Thank you, Riyaz. Thank you so much for joining. We shall see you next week, all of you, next week. Thank you, Ayat. Hayyakillahu bayyak. Thank you, Ayat. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And Naseema Begum is in town today. Naseema Begum is in town, mashallah. She's been so dormant or dead, but she's awakened. The genius has awakened. Alhamdulillah. Bye-bye. Assalamualaikum, Sofi Saeed. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Tasbah ala khair. Tasbahu ala khair kullukum. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Saadiya. Jazakallah khair. Yes, if you have missed them, you can always go back and watch them. They're all posted on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.